the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is using Fix Central features, hints, and tips. Today's presenter is Kelly Anders. Kelly was appointed Software Group Electronic Fix Delivery Technical Lead in July 2008. She is responsible for driving requirements and enabling SWG products to adopt publishing software maintenance to the EFD infrastructure. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kelly.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here today to talk to you about Fix Central. Joseph, if you could go to slide 2. There are several things that I'd like to share with you today, and we'll start with where electronic fix delivery fits into the client support options arena. Then I'll give you an overview of the architecture at a high level. From there, I'll take you through a general and basic usage scenario, and then I'll go back and highlight some features from within that scenario. Then I'd like to share with you hints and tips for dealing with some of the most common situations we see from an end user perspective. And, of course, want to get some feedback, and Joseph assures me that we'll have a question and answer session. So if you could go to slide 3, Joseph. Take a look at the client support options spectrum, from fully automated and self-healing to fully assisted on-site support. If you remember just one thing from our call today, I'd like you to remember that electronic fix delivery, affectionately known as Fix Central, is one of the tools in IBM's e-support solution portfolio. So you can get to Fix Central, the Fix Central website, from our IBM support portal, and it is the strategic place to download fixes and upgrades. A client satisfaction listening post survey had indicated that 44% of visits actually ended up preventing a PMR or a support call from being placed. So we are pretty excited about the fact that this is where clients are able to get their fixes. Joseph, if you could go to slide 4, please. This is a very high-level view of the architecture of electronic fix delivery. And I say electronic fix delivery because that's the overall infrastructure. The actual website is the Fix Central website, and that's the main point of entry from an end-user perspective. So it's where you go to acquire your fixes. You send a request for searching, and that goes to the back end, and the back end serves the fix up, and it becomes available for download. The other entry point that I'll briefly mention is the entry point for publishing fixes into the infrastructure. Our fix publishers use our internal tooling provided to create attributes and characteristics associated with a fix that gets displayed on the website, as well as upload the actual files for being able to download them from the website. So on slides 5 through 9, I'm going to take you through a general usage scenario of how you would acquire a fix for download. Joseph, if you could go to slide 5, please. I have a partial screenshot of the main entry page for the Fix Central website. On this page, you have the option of selecting 4 pre-populated lists, starting with a product group, which is more closely equivalent to your brand name of the product, the actual product. And then an installed version. This is the version that you actually have installed on your machine and the platform of the machine. So you pre-populate from the drop-downs. You make your selections that are pre-populated, and you click Continue to go to the Identify Fixes page. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 6, please. So I'd like you to notice that on the Identify Fixes page, the entries that you selected on the main page appear under the Identify Fixes text. Browsing all fixes will allow you to pull every single fix back for that particular product, release, and platform. You'll notice there's a toggle box there. Once you select a specific version, this toggle box will show up and allow you to say, okay, I do not want to go up any other levels of my release. I specifically only want fixes that would apply to my current installed version and not change that. You also have the option for searching on specific APARs, individual fix IDs, and fixes associated with certain text entries, as well as recommended fixes. Now, I'll come back to this a little bit later in the highlights section to go into a little bit more detail. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 7. On slide 7, I've now come back with my initial search results that I had chosen from the main entry page and then the Identify Fixes page. And now I'm going to select the actual fix that I want to download. And so in this case, you can see that I've put a check in the box next to fix number 3. And from there, I would select continue to go to the download options page. So Joseph, if you could go to slide 8, please. And again, on the download option page, it shows the fix, the product group, the release, and the actual platform for the fix that I'm about to download. You also have a couple of items that you can make choices on. It automatically defaults to using Download Director as the download option, or you can also choose HTTP. You can choose your language and whether or not you want to include prerequisites and co-requisites in the download. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 9, please. This is the download page, and so what I would do is I would click Download Now to begin the process of downloading. In this case, I specifically did not want any prerequisites and co-requisites. I just wanted that specific fix, and so then I would go ahead and download. So that's basically a simple scenario for downloading a fix. Now I'd like to highlight some of the features that we have with respect to searching. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 10, please. So back to the Identify Fixes page. We support wildcard searches in all of the fields where you would enter text search for an item. So in the APAR, the individual fix ID, and the text fields, you can now use wildcards, before the text, within the text, after the text, and you can also enter multiple search items separated by a comma, like especially for fix IDs. What the wildcard search does is it will actually, or any search actually, but the wildcard is going to increase your chances of finding more things if you're not exactly sure what it is you're looking for. It's actually going to search metadata associated with the fix that you've entered. So things like fields that are associated with the particular fix or characteristics, such as the category, whether or not it's a serviceability item, anything in the fix abstract, as well as if the fix has an APAR associated with it, it will actually search the APAR problem description and the conclusion or summary of the APAR itself and pull back that in fixes that would have information associated with that. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 11. So that's searching, and now on recommended, for searching for recommended fixes, the one thing that we've changed most recently is prior to our November release, November 2009 release, in order to actually publish what we call a recommended fix, you actually had to create a group and group those fixes together. Our fix publishers had to do that. Now we actually have the ability to flag an individual fix as a recommended fix in addition to publishing groups. So for folks that really like to say, okay, I want to go ahead and I want to create a bunch of fixes and then I want to group them, you can still do that. Or for, fix publishers that just want to do it individually, they have the option now. The thing to note on the website is that if a recommended fix is contained within a group, you're actually going to have to expand that group to see the fix, and that's the screenshot of what I wanted to show you here. Okay, so that's searching. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about filtering. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 12, please. So now we're back to the Select Fixes page. So I've gotten my initial result set of fixes, and I can further narrow that down by selecting the drop-down that I have pictured on this page. And what it does is it's going to filter based on the actual characteristics associated with the fixes that are in the result set. So the platforms that were specified when the fix was published, the category, and in this case, the applies to versions of severity, and then the actual fix type. So you would make your selection from the download or the drop-down, and then you would click on the little arrow in the circle, and that would narrow your selection. And so instead of having to go back and start all over, you can search within your results. Okay, so that's filtering. Joseph, if you could go to slide 13. We also have a feature now that's called My Notifications Integration. This was just released November 2009, and we wanted to integrate with Support Portal, specifically being able to subscribe to products from Support Portal and then get notified of any kind of updates or when fixes are published for those particular products. So this is based on your IBM Support Portal online profile, and when you go to subscribe, you would actually have a couple of choices in that subscription scenario. Under the downloads and drivers, there is an updates option that you can toggle, and then there's a completely separate section called fixes, where you have the option of choosing all fixes or a subset combination thereof of recommended security vulnerability or high-impact pervasive fixes. So that's from the end-user perspective of how you would kind of register yourself to receive updates or notifications. From a fixed publishing perspective, the default is that for all software group products, whenever they publish an initial fix on any kind of generally available product and fix, it's going to automatically link into the Support Portal notifications and send the notification that, yep, I've published a fix and we're ready to go. So depending on how you have this set up, you can get RSS feeds, emails, or messages in your online profile subscriptions folder. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 14, please. So those were the main features that I wanted to share with you for this session. And now I'd like to share with you some hints and tips for submitting feedback and handling entitlement issues. There's always room for improvement, and we do welcome feedback on Fix Central. As you can see from the little screenshot I have, it's the left, usually on the left panel of the website, the little feedback menu option. Providing adequate information allows us to diagnose problems more quickly and ultimately resolve your problems in a timely manner. So obviously required items are marked with an asterisk. And although it's not required, I would like to emphasize that your IBM customer number is very helpful. Seven digits and include leading zeros and trailing zeros. So there's also a comment section, and it's a free form text section, but at a minimum, I would recommend adding the following, specifically the product that you were trying to acquire maintenance for. In our basic scenario, that was WebSphere MQ, and the fixed ID or the fixed name that you were trying to acquire, and so I've got the MQ fix there listed as an example, and then steps to recreate or any kind of specifics about what you encountered. The reason that I mentioned the product and the fixed ID or fixed name and the specifics are the way that we diagnose problems that are reported via feedback or, you know, enhancements. The first thing we do is we look at the infrastructure. Is there something wrong with the Fix Central website? Is there something wrong with the ordering mechanism that's processing any kind of searches and ordering or downloads? And then if we figure out that, no, it's not the infrastructure itself, the next step is to say, okay, how was the fix published? You know, did the publisher do something that is unusual, or, you know, is there some sort of entitlement or restriction on that specific type of fix or that product that we would then need to contact the actual fix publisher to assist with the resolution? So by providing this information, we can route it to the specific team should that become necessary. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 15, please. This slide came about through trial and error. One of the most common situations that we face is with entitled fixes. So I must apologize to all the clients who helped me create the information for this slide. However, I am very much grateful that I now have this information to share with you. And hopefully this will prevent you from having like problems. With respect to entitlement, the biggest thing that we see are making sure that your Passport Advantage contract is up to date and that the ID matches the ID that you're trying to use to access the fix in Fix Central. So when you're checking your Passport Advantage contract, you know, you want to look for things like the expiration, obviously, but specifically what product identification numbers or PIDs or part numbers, the start and end dates, and specifically the contacts or the email addresses associated with that particular entitlement contract. And then subsequently, ensure that the ID that is set up for Passport Advantage is the one that you're actually using to access the fixes from the Fix Central website. I've had clients that have had all of their entitlements set up perfectly, and then there was, you know, one letter or one number off from the Fix Central user ID or the, you know, the email address that typically that they were trying to access, and they kept getting entitlement errors. So that's a Passport Advantage statement. Now, we also have a situation where we have Partner World members who have access to the Software Access Catalog. And so if you're downloading a product from the Software Access Catalog, you should be able to get fixes for that product. So this particularly applies to entitled fixes. Right now, we're working on a requirement to get the Partner World Registry as basically a database that we would look up the Partner World registration, similar to how we look up Passport Advantage registration. And so right now we don't have that for entitled fixes only. Partner World members can have access to any other unrestricted fix that's on the Fix Central website. So if you're a Partner World member and you're having a problem getting to an entitled fix, go ahead and click on the link to get assistance for downloads. And again, when you're inputting that information, make sure that you reference the product and the specific fix ID for which you're trying to get access for. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 16, please. To kind of wrap up our discussion here, Fix Central is the strategy that we're working toward to deliver all of our software maintenance. I'm hoping that the general scenario that I provided you with today will give you a jump start on using the website so that you can acquire maintenance and take advantage of some of the features I've highlighted. And then entitlement issues actually can be prevented just by checking to make sure that the entitlements are up to date and the Passport Advantage ID and the Fixed Central ID actually do match. And we do welcome your feedback. The more specific that you can be with your feedback, the better it helps us to understand your needs, and we can go from there. We're always looking to improve. So, Joseph, if you could go to slide 17, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. The first link I have there is for the main Fixed Central webpage. The My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. And again, this is where the My Notifications integration would come into play. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information, and the events link on the support pages points you to webcasts and conference information. And you can visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. And last but not least is the SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. That's pretty much all I had to present today. Joseph, I'd like to turn it back over to you at this point.
Thank you, Kelly, for a great presentation. Thanks again for your participation. At this point in time, Teresa, we would like to open the lines for questions.
There are no questions at this time.
Thank you, Teresa. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.